This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
808, welcome to hour number two. Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I brought you a gift. As you came in.
I see that. Thank you.
So CertaPro did our bathroom, did a knockdown finish, and fixed up some drywall from a leak we had from our roof and all kinds of stuff.
Chimney.
Chimney leak that David helped me take the chimney down. Yeah.
That was fun.
Filled up. Yeah, that was fun. So I brought the sign back because you guys left the sign, which you do. So we advertised for about a couple weeks, and I'm like, all right, I better get this back to them.
We'll get it back in the pipeline.
There you go. Yeah. Get it back in the pipeline. But there is a problem when you guys come out to people's houses. Now my wife wants her bathroom done, too.
So this was your bathroom? You have his and her bathroom?
Well, we have the main bathroom and then the master bath.
Yeah.
Because I get up earlier than her, I use the main bathroom for my bathroom, and then she's got the master bath. But so she's like, well, we should do this in this bathroom. Now I'm like, we should. Let's pace ourselves here. We got stuff we got to do. So, but yes, good work. Your guys are great. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Looks awesome. So if you're looking for somebody to do painting, anything but
toenails.
All right.
Fingernails are fine.
So tell everybody what you do again.
CertaPro Painters, been in the Milwaukee market for, coming up on probably 30 years now. Probably should write that down and celebrate that, huh?
Yeah, right.
And we do residential, commercial, interior, exterior painting. In the case, drywall repairs, texturing, anything you can think of when it comes to painting, millwork, staining.
Some carpentry repairs.
Yep, we do carpentry repairs on the exteriors and things like that if you need things fixed up before I get the dry rotted.
So you don't just paint right over like rotten wood. Oh yeah, this will look fine.
No, I'm not even a fan of filling and stuff unless there's a really, really good reason. But generally we like to replace because if it's starting to show signs of rot, it's just not going to get any better.
Yeah. I see that all the time. A house I just inspected, Dayton went down to look at the siding and the windows in the house and I literally sticking my finger through the siding in places, it's just not good.
Yeah. Well, cedar siding, and it kind of has a life. What do you think? Like 30 years, roughly.
About 30,
and
25 to 30.
Then it starts to kind of just, if it's maintained really well from the get go and protected, it can go. It can go a little longer, but I think sometimes people stretch the stain that they put. Stretch it a couple of years, and then that's when things start to warp, and that's when.
But you just said something, stain. So painting cedar would tend to shorten the life of the product?
Well, generally not a good idea because a stain is going to absorb into the wood fibers and cedar is very fibrous. So you want to use a stain, either semi-transparent or a solid stain that looks like paint. So a lot of people, what they do is they go paint their house because they move into the new house, it's got cedar, and they paint it because it looks like there's paint on the house. Not likely. There's generally a solid stain on the house that looks like paint, but it chalks and fades away, unlike paint, which builds up a mill thickness. Problem with cedar is that mill thickness builds up thicker and thicker and thicker. Think of a latex glove getting thicker and thicker. And then what happens is it can't breathe. Yeah. And so then it starts to delaminate and you can literally pull the paint chips and the wood fibers are on the backside of
the cedar was part of a tree.
Yep.
At one point, and it always has some moisture in it.
Yep.
It will always, until it becomes a piece of driftwood, essentially, it will have some moisture that wants to, as you said, it wants to breathe.
Minimum, typically 7-8%. So it wants to, especially on the sun side of a house, it'll draw that moisture, not just from the cedar, but through the house and, vapor barrier and so forth.
Right.
It'll suck that moisture out, and then it hits the backside of the coating. And then it delaminates, unlike stain, which is a breathable product.
Right. Having said that, and I know we got a commercial, but probably years ago, painted cedar lasted a little longer because houses were built to dry.
Yep.
walls were built to dry before, and now we put all the, you're saying, these vapor barriers. A house like mine, you know, 1927, plaster on the inside, no vapor barrier, very little insulation, wood sheathing, and maybe it had, you know, tar paper or something, most likely not, and then the siding. That wall construction would dry if you got moisture in it. Oh. And today,
also very drafty and cold.
Very true as well, yes.
Yeah.
But that's what helped it dry, being drafty.
Yep.
That, you know, and the air moving through the wall.
Yep. All right. So, but now we're staining, not painting.
Correct.
All right. We do have to take a break. Matt Hefter with us all this hour, 855-616-1620. That's the WTMJ Talk and Text line. You can find them at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. It is a Fix It show on WTMJ.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
Cloudy, a high of 50 today. Thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane and David Nason here with Matt from CertaPro Painters, 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. We have a text there?
Yes, we do. Good morning. Is there a special type of paint used to paint the pipe on a gas meter? So probably the section of pipe that goes from the meter into the house.
Usually, yeah, I mean,
doesn't get finished.
For a homeowner, I would typically use something along the lines of a DTM, direct to metal, an oil-based product you can get from Sherwin-Williams or any paint store in the area. But you definitely probably want to use an oil-based. Otherwise, you're going to run into a situation of rust and bleed through and things like that.
Do you think
like
there's
that.
A color called gas meter gray?
There probably is. gunmetal gray, gas metal gray. Yeah, they all have their colors. But yeah, you should be able to, and you can get a fan deck too from the paint store. And
you don't think they're going pink with it? Make it stand out? Right. Make it a
or paint
centerpiece?
It orange so the rust blends in.
And just an aside, it's not a painting issue, but if you're looking at your gas meter and you want to paint that pipe, you might see a little wire that comes up and it's wrapped around the pipe and everything. It's not supposed to be connected to anything. That's a tracer wire. I get that question all the time. Why is that wire? What's it supposed to be connected to? That's a wire that they will put something on it so they can trace the pipe underground, because many gas lines now are plastic and they can't be located unless you... So they bury that with the pipe.
Thanks. I learned something new today, David. Every week, this guy brings up the knowledge. It's crazy.
Isn't that great?
Right. There are so many different types of coatings out in the world now. Paint, like even when you go to caulk, you need a certain caulk for a certain thing.
Right.
How many different things are out there that you guys are using to paint houses these days?
You know, when I got in this business a long time ago, I thought it was a very low, complex business.
Right.
But it's just paint, right? Yeah, I mean, anybody could do it. And I painted my own homes back then and thought I knew what I was doing. And then I, you know, started the business, started the research, started to get trained, and then realized that most of the things I did were wrong. And then the general novice doesn't realize it until it peels.
Right.
Well, that's
right?
How you learn, though, right?
Yeah. But it's you know, painting can be very complex when you're dealing with different types of substrates, and it's evolved over time. You know, when I started in the painting business, you know, James Hardy cement siding was like a big thing, and that was pretty much on all homes. And you know, LP Smart siding at the time was like, you know, the devil, because they had a failed product they released a long time ago.
To be fair, they both did.
True. James Hardy turned into with water. I remember sometimes it would just deteriorate right off the wall. Yeah.
And they weren't the only ones. Also, there were others.
Yeah.
The Semplank product.
And now those products are awesome. But you know, and at the end of the day, you have to keep them coated though. Mm-hmm. Whether it's cement siding or it's a man-made compressed wood, whatever it may be. It has to be coated. You want to protect those edges. Otherwise, over time, it can absorb water and things like that. So the industry in itself, especially in the residential side, it's evolved. Mm-hmm. Epoxy floor coatings for garage floors was the biggest thing. Matter of fact, a lot of people call us and they ask for an epoxy floor, but most guys are not installing epoxy any longer because, you know, the warranty you're going to get with it is maybe a year. Whereas if you go with a polyurea or a polyaspartic coating system, you're in and out one day, and most of them are coming with 10 to 20 year warranties. So just everything seems to be evolving all the time,
right?
You know, with science, chemistry, and so forth.
There's that science thing again.
Yeah, science. You guys do free estimates?
We do. Yeah. Free estimates. We can do virtual estimates. We can do in-person estimates. We make it easy for our customers. Doesn't matter, 24/7. They can go right onto our website, schedule their estimate for a convenient time that works for them. If they want to talk to somebody, they can call our number, 1-800-GO-CERTA, and it goes right to our call center that schedules the estimate for them. So, we try to make it as easy as possible. That's mm-hmm. the key in business, right? Make it easy for your customers.
Right.
All right. Matt's with us all this hour, 855-616-1620. Get your calls and texts in. It is the Fix It Show, and we thank you for listening to WTMJ.
We may not solve the world's problems, but maybe we can help solve some of your homes. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Bucks Hornets, 2 p.m. tip-off today in Charlotte. You can catch a game here starting at 1:30. Bucks are 4-8, and the Hornets are 4-7.
They won a couple games.
It's kind of like a battle of the worst going on. So Matt Hefter is here. So we asked the vacuum guys last hour, Jim and Lee, great guys. How do you tastefully give a vacuum for Christmas? This is a little different because, you know, if my wife wants her bathroom redone, this could be a Christmas. Can I get this done by Christmas? Or is this a certificate I could buy from you? Or just give her a card and say, hey, we're getting a new bathroom?
It's funny you mentioned that. We've done this several times as we'll wrap up a package and help the customers all because they want it to be a surprise, right? And you're always worried about that because it's always the guy that comes up with the idea that wants to do the surprise for the wife, right? And the surprise sometimes is they actually want you to paint the room and have it done while she's at work and have everything done. So it's a big surprise. Geez. And then you're going, how do you know what color she wants in that room? That's a dangerous thing, but certainly capacity, it's winter time. So we're focused on interiors right now and we can turn things around very quickly. That's one of the advantages of working with a bigger company is, it's just you don't have to wait 3 months to get scheduled. You give us a call, schedule your estimate right away. And if you want us to start next week, we can generally do that.
Wow. So you could have your house painted by Christmas if you
want. Before Thanksgiving, if you want. You just got to give us a call and schedule your appointment today.
Are you seeing a lot of people, because I'm seeing this where they're doing a room, but there's an accent color. Is that really popular right now?
It's been, I think, for, as long as I've been in business, has been a way to just change up the room a little bit.
Sure.
You can do common colors and then do accent walls versus changing every room color as you're moving throughout the house. It's just kind of hard to do that sometimes.
Right.
And then it's a lot of times if you want to draw attention to, a nice picture or something, that a wall hanging that somebody has, an accent wall is a great way of drawing the eyes towards what you want them to see.
What about painting the ceiling the same color? We did that in our bathroom. It's a smaller room. Got a lot of tile and then a couple walls and the ceiling all the same color.
Yep. There's all different ways to do it. We have designers that you can work with too. We also have an app that you can upload your pictures and change colors and see what the room would look like differently. There's a lot of different ways to apply color to the walls, but the one thing I can tell you is that is out is just generally that contemporary straight white ceilings, white walls, new construction look. Everyone hates it. And there's a lot of new construction building going on. So we get called in and sometimes customers are just overwhelmed by that process of what do we do? What colors do we choose? And we help them through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because even easier. Even in our bathroom, we painted the walls and the ceiling. When you look in a corner, you got three surfaces. Even though they're all the same color, they look different because of the way the light
shadow
and everything's looking different. So it's the same color, but it looks like you have three different colors.
Yep.
Why would you use a flat paint versus something with a sheen to it? Is that a preference issue or?
It can be it could be use. So kitchens, bathrooms, things like that. It's nice to use a satin finish or something that is going to repel moisture. Otherwise, if you're doing your dishes and it's splashing and you don't have a splash guard or something, it's going to leave stains and things like that. Same thing in a bathroom. If it's very steamy and you don't have enough CFM moving air through the ventilation and to get the moisture out, you can actually see water that'll bead up on the walls, and then that'll leave stains. So a satin finish is cleanable, washable. Flat finishes, they don't reflect light, so you don't see that shininess. So some people like a matte finish or a flat finish that doesn't really reflect a lot. They're just not as easy to clean. Now, the preference at my home is we do flat, the reason for that is because with flat paint, you can touch it up, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I can literally take a brush, go around, and hit all the spots that were, you know, roughed up by a kid or a dog or whatever.
I was going to say, your kid's not allowed to touch the walls?
Immediately. So, and you can, you know, a lot of the flat paints, the better technology, from bigger manufacturers and things like that, some of them, matte finishes are washable too. As long as you don't get in those real deep, dark colors, that can be a problem. But, you know, the mid-tone to lighter colors, some of the matte finishes are washable too.
All right, Matt from CertaPro on with us this hour. Find them at CertaPro.com. We do need to take a break. Go over to David Ozzy D. Scott. Did I say Ozzy D. Scott?
Ozzy, yep.
Hey, I got it. There you go. Thank you for being on the show, and congratulations on your first show with us. And let's go. Let's get the news.
Thank you.
One's a certified home inspector. The other's just certifiable. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
You can find the Fix-It Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. You can watch us on WTMJ.com as well. Dayton Kane and David Nason here with Matt from CertaPro Painters. A couple of texts came in at 855-616-1620.
Yeah, what options are there to update textured ceiling? So I don't know if that's like the popcorn ceiling texture that we've seen a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, there's all different things you can do. I mean, popcorn ceilings can be removed. You got to be careful. You got to make sure there's not asbestos in it. So test that first. But sand textures, you can go over the top with knockdown textures, orange peel textures. There's some customers will ask for like Venetian plaster textures.
Skip trowel.
Yeah. Swirl. There's in everything in life, it is a cycle. Right. It goes away and it comes back.
I'm not sure about all these black houses.
Well,
you know, black trim, black siding. Black.
I drive by a lot of them.
Yes.
And the first thing that pops into my head is, will they paint it black again after they realize in 3 years they have to repaint it?
Yeah.
Because, man, you can promise everything with the coatings that you want, but black attracts heat, and how color technology works is the darker the color, the more energy that is created in the molecules, and that's what gets the fading to happen. It's wearing the paint through that energy. And black houses, these dark gray houses that are nearly black, I just look at them and go, man, I'm going to drive by that house every day for 3 years and just watch it fade.
Yeah. But also just stylized, you know, is that a fad? I don't know how long is that going to. Is that going to be around?
We're going to look at that and go, oh, that house is so 2023.
My kids are wearing my kids are wearing clothes that I grew up with.
Right.
Not trying to offend people who got a black house. I mean, it looks cool. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's going to last. That's the thing I'm scratching my head on.
We'll find out in 5 to 6 years, right?
Maybe less.
Yeah. Maybe less. Maybe
right.
less.
Another text is faux finishing painting in style now? Textured paint was used to cover an unfinished section of a kitchen wall. Is it difficult to remove that? So textured paint, not sure, like, or a heavy, well, or just a heavy texture was probably applied before it was painted.
Yeah, if it's a heavy texture, removing it is not usually the preferred method. It's going to be more like skim coating over the top of it. And if you want to do a smooth texture or do a sand texture again, you can skim coat over the top of it, sand it all smooth, and then texture it. The first question around faux finishes, or just artisan finishes in general, It's they're always in style. It's just which techniques. There's so many different techniques. But so if you're doing a ragging technique or something like that, or you know, color washing, or there's so many different techniques. There's always a way to incorporate it in the house if you want. It's usually not doing the whole room. It might be a wall, or if it's a dining room, it could be, you know, a smaller room. Sure, you can do that. You don't want to. We're not seeing a big trend right now where people are doing the entire living room, as an example, or the you know, great room or something like that.
Kind of what I was talking about before.
It's more accent wall. Yeah.
Either an accent wall or area.
Or an area, yeah.
Maybe below a chair rail or something like that. Or yeah.
Yeah. But it's always a great way to, you know, finish a wall and, again, just splash here, splash there. And with the new architectures, you know, open concepts and things like that, there's a lot of creative ways that you can end those walls and have them look really nice.
Yeah. This just occurred to me and everything. I don't know. You know, you see some of these artists sometimes where they're just like throwing paint at a canvas and everything, but they do it stylistically. Has anybody ever asked you to like just throw paint at a wall?
Not yet, but I,
you know, now that you brought it up, yeah, I mean, thanks, David.
Yep, we'll be doing that on Monday.
Mask off
before Thanksgiving.
Mask off the windows and everything, and just, you know. Yeah.
What about when it comes to color choice? Do people really think like, well, I want focus, so give me blue in this room, or I want to be laid back, so I want yellow
and red in a dining room.
Red because I need it excited. Like, yeah. Is that coming to play a lot?
So colors. There's a lot of information online about this, but colors will drive different things. Like yellow kitchens. Remember growing up, yellow is supposed to create hunger. So there's and red or you know, terracotta oranges and things. Those are going to create more energy. So don't put that in the kids' room, right? Soothing blue colors are good for sleeping for the kids, right? In the kids' rooms. So colors do create different energies and emotions and thoughts and things like that. So it is important to take that into consideration before you change a kid's room to red. And then tell them go to bed.
Yeah.
All right. Matt Hefter with us for a couple more segments, 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Get your questions in. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
If we don't know the answer, we know someone who does. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and David Nason here with Matt Hefter from Certa Pro Painters. Certa is spelled C-E-R-T-A. CertaPro.com is the website, so you can check them out there. If somebody goes to the website and fills out the little form, get a free estimate, will somebody contact them today, or is it a Monday through Friday thing?
If you schedule your estimate, you are scheduled.
Oh, you can schedule it right online.
You can schedule right online, pick a time slot. It's in our calendar. We show up. We give you an estimate on the spot. And then if you want to move forward that day, that's great. If not, just let us know when you do.
Okay. Easy enough to do that. So let's talk about, we mentioned it earlier, but you have, like, now's the time to, if you want to do interior painting, to get that done, and you've got a special going on.
Yeah, we're winter discounting is in full effect right now just because of the time of the season. We have more available painters, so we can get to projects very quickly, but now is the lowest cost time to be able to get rooms painted. We can get them done before the holidays, whether that be Christmas. You know, everyone likes to decorate the house, and so we can get that all done before you do the decorating. If you want to schedule in, you know, first quarter next year, that's fine too. You'll still get your winter discount. And that goes for everything, all surfaces, kitchen cabinets, refinishing, you know, staining, millwork painting, walls, ceilings, everything on the inside of the house. You can get your winter discount. Somebody did ask, can we do, I have a garage. Can I get my floor installed? I said, well, if the temperatures are warmer like they are today, certainly. And that's something we've been doing for almost coming up on a decade, is doing one day garage floors in and out with a full broadcast chip system, 20-year warranty. And I'll tell you, for a guy that has it installed at my old house and this house, I could never imagine having another garage without it. It's so easy. You spill, you drop anything, it wipes right up. I mean, you do find, you realize that your garage becomes incredibly organized all the time just because you have that floor down.
Yeah, sure.
And the kids will set something down. It's like, oh, no, pick that up. It goes over here in this bin.
Yeah, right. So, right. I was going to ask, with the interior paint, back to that quick, do you move furniture?
Yeah.
So I people mean, don't have to
outside
empty
of,
rooms?
Outside of something that is just not feasible.
Yeah.
There's always that rare arm huge cabinet full of dishes and whatnot, you know, we'll ask you to clean out the dishes and we can slide things around. Right. But yeah, we generally take care of, unlike some of our competitors, we take care of all that. We move things to the center of the rooms, cover it in plastic, and generally we'll take care of that stuff.
You guys strip wallpaper?
Yes, we do. Oh, there's still some of that left, and it's coming back.
I saw some, and it looked new. I'm like, there's wallpaper.
It's coming back, and they got some cool designs, too.
So you put wallpaper?
Yep. We've been hanging wallpaper in neat areas, too. Like, we were working a lot with California Closets, and sometimes we'll put in wallpaper before they install the closet system.
Huh.
Which is, I mean, the designs that people are picking out are pretty neat.
Interesting. You know?
Yeah.
So you guys literally do a lot more than just painting.
Yeah.
People need to go explore your website because there's all kinds of stuff on there.
Yep, definitely. www.certapro.com and you can look at all the before and after pictures. There's a lot of good content out there.
All right. We have one segment coming up left. So get your calls and texts in 855-616-1620. Matt Hefter with us from CertaPro Painters on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
If you've got a problem, you know we'll solve it. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited every week. We thank them for that. Matt from CertaPro on with us this hour, 855-616-1620. We have another text for you.
Right. Would Certa do a small job, like strip wallpaper and paint a stairwell that goes to a basement?
All the time. You betcha. Yeah, we don't have a minimum job size.
Our bathroom was pretty small.
Yeah.
It wasn't a huge project, but you guys came in and did a great job. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what are you seeing when it comes to trends lately as far as either color or just different projects? You mentioned people are starting to like highlight a single wall to give focus to a room. What else is going on?
Well, so a lot of color. So we went through the transition of wood kitchen cabinets to let's paint all our kitchen cabinets white to let's accent our kitchen cabinets with dark colors. Changing up hardware. I've seen gold come back, dark blue cabinets, gold hardware. I never thought I'd see that again. and you know, cause when you start your career path, you're throwing all those knobs away,
right.
But the brassy look, you
right.
know? So a lot of trends with that. I would say the biggest thing is, we're seeing a lot of people that want to make sure that they can clean the surfaces really well. And that's important, right? So cleanability, and things like that.
What's the best thing to do to clean? Is there a detergent to use, or you just use soap and water, or just water?
Just a drop of Dawn dish soap and wipe it.
No matter what surface, flat,
yeah. I mean, stay away from the chemicals. You're gonna change the finish.
I was gonna say you might be removing marks. Some of the paint.
Yep, and so you really need to stay away from that stuff. You just really want to use a little Dawn dish soap and water. So a lot of trends with that, I would say, colored, so baseboards, painting a room with baseboards, like imagine a salmon colored or peachy walls and in a dining room, and then they want black trim as an example. You mentioned black.
Interesting.
And you think about it and you go, that isn't going to look good. And then you see it when it's done and you go, wow, that makes this room. So there's a lot of things you can do with different colors and sheens and things to pop. You know, I've had people do accent walls and they want it in a high gloss. They just want the opposite of what you would think, right? They just want it to pop so much. So we can help you through that stuff.
And you said CertaPro has an app where you can take a picture and change stuff on it?
Yep, absolutely. So we use Home Design, and you can literally take a picture of any room or the outside of your house, and you can just select the Sherwin-Williams colors and start changing whatever surface it is to whatever you want. And that way you get a chance to see it, you know, before you actually apply paint to the walls. So we also will help you through that and give you some color consultation, when we come to the estimate. So, you know, give us a call and schedule an estimate. We'll help you out.
Do you leave behind partial cans for touch-ups and things for people?
Yeah, generally we'll leave all the paint behind unless you don't want it. If you want us to dispose of it, we use the leftover paint if customers don't want it for vetting new painters. So we have a in our shop we vet and we have a whole mocked up interior section where we can see how their cut lines are and make sure that they lay down proper masking and drop cloths and stuff. And then if not good enough, we can train them and things like that. And we have an exterior, same thing. So we'll use that paint up, just training and vetting people.
How do you avoid the rust that occurs on the inside of the rim of a paint can if you're keeping the paint from, you know, and then it all you open the can, it all falls into the paint?
Most of them are plastic now.
No? Okay.
Yeah. They've moved very aggressively to
that's a good idea.
To plastic. Yeah. Versus the metal paint can lids and stuff.
That and the pour spout that are on them now?
Yeah.
Great inventions.
Yeah. Right, so how long can paint last? I mean, if it's in a proper location
if
container?
If you seal it right, so let's say it's exterior paint. If you're going to store it for a long time, my suggestion is you just take some Saran wrap and then place the lid. That's going to give it a airtight seal. You know, that'll last till your next paint job if you want, you know, in 10 years, whatever it may
be.
Wow. Same thing with interiors. It's all about making sure that you can stop the air coming in and out of the can. Mm-hmm. And you may think, oh, I pounded the lid on really good. It's sealed. It's not 100% sealed. The plastic ones, again, with the tops that spin on, they seal better, but even with those.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So you just want to make sure it's sealed really well. That's the most important thing. And at the end of the day, if in doubt and you're questioning it, dispose of the paint. Because you don't want to paint the exterior house with bad paint.
Bad paint, yeah.
Just not worth it.
Not worth it indeed. All right. Well, great hour. Good information. Mm-hmm. We always appreciate you coming in on the show. One more time, where do you guys go, first of all?
Everywhere where TM Jake goes, which
you,
is
you can
all
hear
over
us.
The place. Yeah. There's, whether it's my business or another CertaPro that can take care of you, we cover the entire state of Wisconsin, Illinois, the whole listening area. I think you even reach Michigan, don't we?
Yeah. Across the lake, right? Yeah. We've heard from people.
Michigan, too. So CertaPros are nationwide. You can reach us anywhere in the U.S.
Okay. Big plans for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to spend my entire morning and early afternoon making the most amazing turkey, and my wife is going to make everything else.
Perfect.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a great holiday.
Yeah.
Appreciate you
being
here.
Good to see you, Matt.
You too.
All right. You here next week?
I am definitely here.
I am here as well. Right. So we do it every Saturday at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It is the Fix It Show. We appreciate you listening. Coming up next, it is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.